Today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the new film Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us today for this video slash podcast. Today, I'm reviewing a new film, Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery. The film is PG-13. It's a mystery crime. It runs 2 hours and 19 minutes, which absolutely flies by. By the way, that just time just flies for this. It's so engaging as a film. It is a standalone sequel to the film Knives Out. Returning to the film is Mr. Daniel Craig, famed from James Bond series, 007 series, famed from The Force Awakens as a stormtrooper. You might not have known that, huh? It was a great little thing there. And joining him for this one is Edward Norton, Janelle Monáe, Leslie Odom Jr., Madeline Klein, Kate Hudson, Dave Bautista from the WWE. Whoa. Yeah. So this film does not relate other than Daniel Craig returning as Detective Bonnet Blanc. It's a whole new cast and it's not connected at all. There's so many stars in this one. There's so many stars in the last one. Like, pretty soon, I think the next one's probably going to have to be Muppets. I don't know what they're going to do. They keep bringing in stars for these. If they're all going to be standalone sequels, I don't know. But this film is also written and directed by Rian Johnson, who did the first one. And I got to say, he's such a great writer, such a great director, and can weave a mystery together like nobody has in a while. I gotta say, Rian Johnson is making me fall in love with mysteries again. I did it long ago, I did, and then I felt like they just all started getting predictable and the same. But this is, it's fresh and it's inventive and it's a really exciting film to watch. Now, here's the unique thing about this film. It's now Netflix has bought the rights to the next two films, the two Knives Out films. So this one and one more. So this one is going to be in the theater 1 week only. Thanksgiving weekend, that's it. Around the nation distribution for 1 week. Then it disappears and comes back about December 23rd on Netflix. So if you miss it in the theater, you can catch it on Netflix really soon. However, this film is very funny and it is fun to watch. And if you can, try to see it in the theater with people. I know some people we're a little too nervous to get out there right now, but if you can get to the theater, this is a movie to make some time for, to enjoy with people. You are going to enjoy this film with other people around. Okay. Trust me on that. You probably want to hear a little bit about this film. Well, the log line they gave us: tech billionaire Miles Braun invites his friends for a getaway on his private Greek island. When someone turns up dead, Detective Bonnet Blanc is put on the case. There's reasons that they get put on this, on the island together. They are all friends, and except for the detective, Detective Blanc, how he gets on there is a little different. But he's there. Let me tell you the best things about the film. Number one, the mystery. it's unpredictable, which is very ideal for a mystery. And I feel like that should be self-explanatory, but I feel like a lot of mysteries now, they involve a supernatural element and kind of cheats its way out of things, right? But this is not a supernatural film at all. This is based in reality. It is grounded, and you still can't predict where they're going. There's different turns through the film and things that you're expecting to see that don't happen. And yeah, so he kind of turns it on its head, but it stays mysterious throughout the film. Number two, the writing is really exceptional. It's well-crafted, thought out, wonderful dialogue, and takes us to places that we don't expect. Rian Johnson has this great ability to flesh out characters to be both believable and ludicrous at the same time. He's a master storyteller. That's just what it is. Number three, Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig is a surprisingly comedic gem. Now, of course, in the first Knives Out, if you watch that, he was very funny in that, and it was a nice breath of fresh air after all the James Bond films that we had been watching him in. And I didn't know if that was going to be a one-off, one-time thing, but it clearly wasn't. He has a comedic gift, and maybe it's from doing drama all this time, but he reprises his role as Detective Benoit Blanc. He's authentic, he's natural, specific, focused, and he puts on the jacket of a character without playing a character, which is the difference between being a character and being a real person put into funny situations. And lastly, it's a terrific ensemble piece. Daniel Craig is not the only acting highlight of this. We have Dave Bautista, Edward Norton, Kate Hudson, Leslie Odom Jr. The cast is just full of wonderful actors who have a wonderful chemistry with each other. They're playful. Their acting chops are, you know, it's a ping pong match of dialogue between each other. They're grounded, they're focused, they're centered, they're funny. It's great. Just an all around great job. I can say this might be one of the best ensemble pieces of the year. While I really liked the film, it's certainly not without its flaws. Now, my one minor thing that I didn't really like about it was that there near the end, there's sort of this green screen scene that you can tell it's green screen. And I can tell you that because I can tell it's a green screen. And it's kind of surprising because it feels like a very big budget film. And then when you get to this scene that they clearly aren't really in, it kind of takes you out of it a little bit. You're like, oh, well, that's a green screen behind him. That was a little off-putting for me, especially because I enjoyed the film so thoroughly to that point and after. Sometimes films have a great line that I got to write down, and I like to share with you my favorite non-spoiler lines, and I love this. It was from the Daniel Craig's character. He says, "Be careful of confusing speaking without thought with speaking the truth." Rian Johnson, good writing. Every film has a lesson, and I think the lesson for me from this film is a friend that owes you isn't really a friend. My final word on this film: this standalone sequel to Knives Out will keep you guessing through the whole film. If you like the first Knives Out, you're going to like this one. It's funny, it's fresh, and it's inventive in its storytelling. Easily one of the top four most fun movies that I've seen this year. Daniel Craig is a comedic gem. Dave Bautista is becoming another ex-wrestler turned actor that when I see him in a film, I know that I'm going to have a good time. Rian Johnson shows again what an excellent craftsman in writing, directing, and overall storytelling that he is. He is making me fall in love with murder mysteries again. If you can, watch this film with a crowd. But whatever you do, don't miss it. The verdict, in my 3L system, love it, like it, or lose it, Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery, gets a love it. Go see the film. And if you can't catch it this week in the theaters, definitely catch it on Netflix December 23rd. Thank you for watching this review, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless.
Hey, folks, you like that review? Be sure to like the video and hit the subscribe button so that you're notified the next time a new review drops.
It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with silence, and it's dying in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with silence. Yeah.